Every day, 45-year-old George Papai makes an arduous journey to and from work. Today is no different. It takes him 2 hours via bus and minibus taxi when an able-bodied person would spend only 45 minutes to make the same trip. For Papai and others like him, this has made them feel like second-class citizens. Most of the public amenities and buildings in the country don't factor in the needs of the disabled.
The way the buildings were constructed before, they are not disabled friendly. Even the cars, most of them, they are not disabled friendly. Because you find some other people, they have wheelchairs. They find it a problem to get in the vehicle with the wheelchair, and they don't even have the space to place their wheelchairs.
Carlos Luangu manages a fleet of 11 buses that ply between Nairobi and Ngong on the outskirts of the capital. He says disabled people need help from both the public and private sector.
If the government looked into it, and even if the public, the private sector looked at the situation well, we would look at the paraplegics, the pregnant women, and the children. All this will make the community better, so that public transport will be efficient and sufficient for these three groups.
And this is what Rocky Driving School is hoping to change. It began offering classes for disabled people 10 years ago. Today, Papai is attending one of the driving lessons. The course costs $150 and takes 4 weeks to complete. Dismas Ondoro, one of the specially trained instructors, has been helping his students acquire essential driving skills in a car which costs about $1,000 to modify. A lever is attached to both the accelerator and brake pedals. When students want to accelerate, they push the lever forward. When they want to brake, they push it back. Ondoro says the lever can be used by people with other handicaps.
This car has been modified to assist those people who are physically challenged, because the other vehicles were not very conducive for those physically challenged.
I am very much excited on learning how to drive, because by so doing, I can also say that I can also do drive like any other able person, unlike before, whereby we felt we have been left out, or we can't be able to drive on our own.
With only 5 more lessons to go before he takes the national driving exam, Papai is confident and thrilled that at last he will be the driver of his own destiny. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.